From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's national security advisor says the deadly violence that broke out at a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, meets the definition of terrorism. H.R. McMaster, in an interview on ABC News on Sunday, described the car ramming into a crowd of counter-protesters Saturday that killed 32-year-old Heather Heyer as a criminal act that may be motivated by hatred and bigotry. 19 others were injured in the crash, and 2 Virginia State Police troopers who had been monitoring the unrest from the air were killed when their helicopter crashed. On Sunday, the White House defended Trump's reaction to the deadly violence in Virginia after stinging criticism that he did not explicitly condemn far-right groups. In a statement released Sunday, the White House said the president condemns all forms of violence, bigotry, and hatred, and, of course, that includes white supremacists, the Ku Klux Klan, neo-Nazi, and all extremist groups. He called for national unity and bringing all Americans together. The U.S. Justice Department opened a civil rights investigation into the day of violence where white nationalists, many of them supporters of President Trump, clashed with counter-protesters on the streets of the college town 160 kilometers southwest of Washington. During the violence and later in the day, Trump did condemn the disturbance, but did not criticize by name any of the white nationalist groups who staged the rally, drawing a rebuke across the political spectrum for his tepid response. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence heads to Latin America for a week-long trip to meet with the leaders of Colombia, Argentina, Chile, and Panama. Pence has, in effect, become a roving ambassador for the U.S., as the Trump administration has left many top diplomatic posts unfilled. Since April, Pence has visited South Korea, Japan, Indonesia, and Australia, attended security meetings in Munich and Brussels, and traveled to Estonia, Georgia, and Montenegro. His Latin American trip comes at a time when the leaders of South and Central American countries may be somewhat distrustful of U.S. policies following President Trump's recent statement about not ruling out a military option for the political crisis in Venezuela. The political opposition in Kenya continues to dispute the results of Tuesday's presidential election. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig reports.
The Kenya National Commission on Human Rights released a statement Saturday that 24 people had lost their lives since the day after the August 7th election, and that they were a result of police using live bullets in opposition strongholds, like some Nairobi slums in areas of western Kenya like Kisumu, Homa Bay, Migori, and Siaya. Although it does not release casualty figures, the Kenya Red Cross stated that as of Sunday morning, it had responded to 117 people with various injuries since August 8th. The opposition has urged supporters to not go to work on Monday and wait until Tuesday for further directions. They also blamed some local news outlets for not telling the truth and urged a boycott of certain newspapers and television stations. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
A Somali intelligence official tells VOA's Somali service that a senior militant who'd been on the run for several years has surrendered to the government. Mukhtar Robo Ali was known as Abu Mansur. He met with government representatives early Sunday morning at his hideout in Abal Village in southwest Somalia. A senior regional official told VOA Somali that he was later taken to the main town of Hudur. Shine Mwalim Nuro is the commander of special forces in the Southwestern Regional Administration. He led government officials who reached Robo's base in Abal on Saturday. And soldiers and rescue workers in northern India pulled out 13 bodies from 2 buses buried in mud from a landslide that was triggered Sunday by heavy monsoon rains. Police said more victims may still be found in the debris. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from VOA World Headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.